Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Have one more shot at their division rival Colorado tonight, and they hope to put a satisfying loss on the Avs' season ledger. But to do that, they're going to have to play a tighter, more competitive 60-minute game than the one they played out in Denver not long ago. To get it started, the drop of the puck, and this game's underway. And Doc wins the faceoff back to Murphy, Hawk blue line. He spins it back into the Hawk zone to DeHaan. He'll send it up the left wing side at center ice to DeBrincat. Here's now a shot from Borgstrom, top of the right circle. Deflects it on Francouz, and he backs almost into his net and kept that one in front of him in the paint of the crease and gloves the puck and holds it there. Down the left side and then rolls to center ice. Gave it to Strome, breaks into the end zone down the slot with a backhander. Francouz lays on his belly and spread his goal pads to make the save there. Strome was bidding for his fourth goal in two games. But again, Pavel Francouz comes up with a magnificent save for Colorado to keep him in tight. Moves at left point, Girard. He'll carry down the boards, give it to Makar, high slot, over to Landeskog for a one-timer. He scores. Power play goal for Avalanche captain Gabriel Landeskog. Drops it along the left wing boards. Kadri tried to sweep it to the corner. Burakovsky took it instead to Taves down the left wing. Put it across for Kadri. A one-time shot misses. The rebound follow-up by Newhook. He shoots and scores. 2-0 Colorado with 14:49 left in the second period.
Play was offside prior to the goal.
Well, there you heard referee TJ Luxmore making the announcement about the potential offside.
Review, it has been determined that the play was offside. There is no goal.
Okay. Seth Jones put it back down the boards in behind the Av net. Kopfer will take it there and clear to center ice. Old Kopfer and Hagel get tied up at the Hawk blue line, and the mitts come off. Here they go. They're going to have a scrap. Kopfer's not let go of his stick, and Kopfer throwing some uppercuts at Hagel, and he takes the right hand. Hagel's lost his helmet. Kopfer grabbing hold of Hagel on the sweater and wrestling away, and then Hagel got his right hand free and fired a couple of rights. No damage done there. The linesman will jump in. But for Brandon Hagel, probably a clever move. O'Connor in to get it. Put the puck behind the Hawk net. Caleb Jones playing without a stick. Here's a shot from Comfort from the slot. He scores. And this was in and out of the Hawk net before you knew it. This puck in the far corner. Girard got it to Kadri along the left boards. To Makar left point with 40 seconds on the power play. Now Kadri left circle, put it to the front of the net. They score. Rantanen swept it in on goal from the right wing circle. And this one deflected and ends up in behind Marc-Andre Fleury. It's another power play goal, and the Avs have increased their lead now to 3-0. In the puck down the left sideboards in behind the Av net. Around it goes to Dylan Strome. Sets up Murphy, right point, long shot, he scores! It's actually Brandon Hagel in front of the net, tipping that one past Francouz. And the Blackhawks have answered. They're down 3-1 with 18:22 left in period number three. Another shot, they score! Patrick Kane down the left wing side, takes a gift from Gustafson, and put it in behind Pavel Francouz. And now we got a hockey game. It's 3-2 Colorado with 17:42 left in period number three. Don't go away. Drops it along the left wing boards. Kadri tried to sweep it to the corner. Burakovsky took it instead. To Taves down the left wing. Put it across for Kadri. A one-time shot misses. The rebound follow-up by Newhook. He shoots and scores. 2-0 Colorado with 14:49 left. Hagel behind the net. To Strome. To Kane in front. He waits. He shoots. He scores! Oh, boy, that's quintessential Patrick Kane, Kaylee. He took the puck and he got Francouz down on his side and he waited until the goaltender just couldn't do anything and fired it into the top shelf. Once again, we got a hockey game with 6 minutes left in the third. It's 4-3 Colorado. Here's Kadri with an open net. He shoots and scores off the give from Mikko Rantanen. This was a set play by Colorado. The Avs won the draw. And the puck was pushed in behind the Avalanche net. On the draw, Kane's got the puck. Wheeling through the high slot, turns and flings it toward the net. Deflected in on goal by Hagel. Scramble in the crease. Francois trying to grab the puck. They score! It goes in the net somehow. There was utter chaos in the Avalanche crease for about 3 seconds. And one of the Hawks was able to push this past the goaltender, Francois. The draw won by the Avs. It's cleared around the boards by Makar to center ice and taken back by Makar between the circles. He's going to go for it. Fires it through the air and it bounces into the empty Hawk net. He scores. 18th goal on the season for Cale Makar, who leads all NHL defensemen in goals. Final score one more time was the Avs 6 and the Hawks 4. For everybody I mentioned, I'm John Weideman from the United Center here on Chicago's West Side.